Amen. I'm glad that I'm going that way. If you would please turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter number 10, a very familiar text this evening. Book of Luke chapter number 10. When you found your place, if you'd please stand in reverence to the reading of the Word of God. Book of Luke, chapter number 10, and begin reading in verse number 30. And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee." I want to preach on this thought tonight, the Good Samaritan. Let us pray. Dear Lord God, I thank you, God, for this evening. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity, God, to get to come and proclaim your word, God. Lord, it's not something that we take lightly here tonight, God. Lord, I pray tonight that you'd help us, God, to say what you'd have us to say tonight, God. Oh, God, I pray tonight that you'd fill us up, God. Lord, for your glory, God. Lord, we realize that it's not by the power of man, God, that preaches, God, but it's by the power of you, God, it's your Holy Spirit. And God, I pray tonight, Lord, that you'd fill us up in this place, God. Lord, that you'd just come and breeze by inside of your house tonight, God. Lord, that you'd be honored. God, that you'd be glorified. God, we'll give you the praise, God, for everything that you do. God, I pray tonight, Lord, if there's one here that's lost, God, if there's one here that's listening online, God, that's lost, God, I pray tonight that you'd save them, Father, for it's everlasting too late. And God, I thank you tonight, God, for your promises. God, I thank you tonight for the opportunity, God, to get to go to heaven. God, I thank you tonight, God, and I can't wait to get to see you face to face. Oh, God, we pray this in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. We see here in Luke 10, chapter number 30, the mentioning of the Good Samaritan. It is a parable that Jesus is telling. He says, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. I want to look firstly at the ruin cause. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. I believe that this right here is a picture of humanity. We know that in the Bible, Jerusalem is a place where man would go to meet with God. God had his dwelling place there in Jerusalem with the children of Israel. And we know that Jericho is a cursed city. We know how God's judgment was upon Jericho, and Joshua and the children of Israel, they set out to conquer Jericho, and they marched around that wall, and God made the wall fall. And I think about how Rahab the harlot, she was saved there in that moment because she trusted in God. And we see that Jericho is a cursed city, and we see that this man is going from Jerusalem, the place of God, to Jericho, a place cursed by God. And we see, I think about how Adam and Eve, they were in the garden. They were walking with perfect peace with God Almighty. They were walking in the cool of the day, just strolling down through the garden with God Almighty. But one day, there came a tempter among them and tempted them to sin against God. And they did. And they fell away from God. They were in a place with God, and then they fell away from God. And that's us tonight. We all have fallen away from God. And then I see, secondly, that the robber, he comes. It says that he fell among thieves. I'll tell you tonight that that robber, those thieves are a representation of the devil. The Bible says in John chapter number 10, it says the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is a thief. It says that Satan is a murderer. It says that Satan is a liar, and he is the father of all lies. And we see that the thief here is Satan, and he's stealing and killing this poor man. As he has walked away from God, he's started going towards the world. He's trusted in the world. And what has happened to him? He fell among thieves. The Bible says that the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I tell you tonight that that man did not take heed to that caution warning. That man did not take heed to that. He went from Jerusalem, the place of God, and walked into Jericho, a place cursed from God, where the devil was roaming, and he was had thieves come upon him. It says that the thieves, they stripped him of his raiment. The devil, he wants nothing more than to strip you of everything that you have. He had stripped him of his possessions. I think about the prodigal son as he come to his father and he said, "Dad, I want to get my inheritance now. I want to live it up with my inheritance now." And his dad said, "Sure, take it, go on with it." And he went out into this world and the world used him up. The devil used him up and left him with nothing left. And he ended up sleeping in the hog lot. And I tell you tonight that that's how each and every one of us were before Jesus came into our hearts. We were all victims of the devil. And I tell you tonight, if you don't have Jesus living inside your heart, you are a victim of the devil. He has stripped you of your raiments. It said also that they wounded him. I tell you tonight, they beat him up. That's just what this world will do to you. It'll leave you broken with some scars. It'll leave you with some wounds. It'll leave you hurting and bleeding. And it says that they left him half dead. They left him there for destruction. They used him up. And when they were through with him, they left him there for dead. The Bible still says that the wages of sin, it is death. I tell you tonight, each and every one of us were dead in our trespasses and in sin. The devil has nothing good in store for you but to cause you to sin, and the wages of sin is death. He has nothing good in store for your family. All he wants to do is rob you blind of everything that you have. I tell you tonight, you can toy around with the devil all you want, but the more you toy around with the devil, the more that he's just going to strip you of everything that you've got. The more that you toy around with the devil, the more he's going to steal from you. The more he's going to try to kill you, and the more he's going to try to lead you to destruction. They left him half dead. And then we see thirdly, we see the religious crowd in verse number 31. It says, "And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." And then we see, "And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." We see a representation here of the religious crowd. I heard a person say one time that the reason the priest passed by on the other side is because he saw that this man was already robbed. And he couldn't rob him any further because he was already robbed of everything he had. I'll tell you, likewise, the Levite passed by and looked upon him. He looked at him and he was disgusted. And he kept on walking in his own way. I'll tell you tonight that religion will not save you. You do not get saved by joining the church. You do not get saved by baptism certificate. You do not get saved by just telling people that you got saved. You get saved when you call upon Jesus. You get saved when the blood is applied to your life. I see here kind of a representation of the old law, the way it was in the Old Testament. They didn't care for them. But in the New Testament, Jesus, he comes to rescue them. Religion, it will not care for you. But Jesus, he will care for you. We're not here to worship a building, but we're here to worship a Savior. We're here tonight because we have a relationship with God Almighty. And then fourthly, I feel like we're probably going to get bogged down right here, but fourthly, we see that the rescuer cares. The rescuer cares. It says, "But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. We see that it was a certain Samaritan. I believe that this is a representation of Christ Jesus. He is the Savior. Hey, he did not used to be the Savior. He is still the Savior. He did not used to be the answer, and he is still the answer. He did not used to be the hope of our whole world. He is still the hope of the world. He is the Savior. And we see it says, but a certain Samaritan. Up to here we see a verse that tells us about how man is fallen away from God. Up to this point we see that man cannot help himself. He fell amongst the thieves and he couldn't get himself back up. Hey, we see up to this point that the Levite could not help him. We see up to this point that the priest could not help him, nor did they want to help him. But I tell you tonight, we see a verse where the Samaritan comes to help him. We see it says the word but. In Genesis, it says about how vile mankind was, and God was just ready to wipe the entire world. He was ready to start over with a clean slate. Mankind had nothing but sin, and judgment was coming. God was going to wipe the world. God was sending a flood, and he did send a flood. But the Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I think about how in Ephesians chapter number 2, it talks about how wicked man is, about how we are dead, about our deadness, about how we're disobedient to God, about our depravity that we have, how we walk in lusts of the flesh and in the pride of life. And it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are ye saved. I tell you tonight, there are some buts that God has that will just put the old things to make up the old things. Romans chapter 6 says, for the wages of sin is death. I tell you, it's good that it stops right there because it is the truth. The wages of sin is death. But it goes on and it says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. I tell you tonight, I was once a stranger to God. I was once on my way to hell. I was once backslidden away from God. I tell you, but one night, a butt came into my life, and he found me where I was. And one night, a butt came into your life, and but God saved you by grace. Through your faith, you are saved. But God, we see next, we see that there is a certain Samaritan. It's just not any Samaritan. It's not multiple Samaritans coming in. I tell you, it says it is a certain Samaritan. I tell you tonight that Jesus, he did not say, I am a way. He did not say, I am some way. He did not say, I am one of the ways. He did not say, I am a truth. He did not say, I am some truth. He did not say, I'm one of the many truths. He did not say, I'm a life. He did not say, I'm some life. He did not say, I'm one of the lives. He didn't say, I am a shepherd. He didn't say, I'm some of the shepherds. He didn't say, I'm one of the many shepherds. He didn't say, I am a door. He did not say, I am one of the many doors to choose from. He said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth. I am the life. He said, I am the door. He said, I am the good shepherd. I tell you tonight, he is the good Samaritan. Jesus is King and Jesus is Lord of Lords. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is who he claimed to be. I tell you tonight, and he's a whole lot more than he claimed to be. The half hasn't even been told. I tell you tonight, there's no one like him. Oh, we see a certain Samaritan. Just one Samaritan, no others. The Savior, Jesus, it says that this certain Samaritan came where he was. I tell you tonight, this man, he was not looking for a Samaritan to come to him. He wasn't looking for anybody to come to him. All he knew is that he's been robbed of all he had. All he knew is that he's sitting here wounded and he's sitting here bleeding and he's half dead. He wasn't looking for somebody to come to him. He was not praying for a Samaritan to come by. But I tell you, he could not get up and go to this Samaritan. But the Samaritan came to him. I tell you, I was on my way to a devil's hell. I was on my way living in my sins. But I tell you what, there came a night. I didn't even want to go to church that night. I wanted to stay home and play my own Xbox. But Mama said, we're going to revival tonight. And we went to that revival. I wanted to be at home. I didn't come looking for Jesus. But I tell you, Jesus, he came looking for me. He came looking for me at Lackey Town Baptist Church on August the 3rd, 2010. I tell you, he come looking so quick that they didn't even get out of the choir before he come knocking on my door and telling me. He found me and he came to where I was. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter number 1, verse number 11, it says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Amen. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I tell you, he came to where this man was, and he came to me, and he came to you. At least I hope and pray he came to you. If he didn't come to you, you need to be doing some checking up, and you need to be looking and seeing, is Jesus coming to me now? I tell you, look, sinner, up above, Jesus, he saves. Amen. I think of an illustration from Brother Mays Jackson. There was a Christian cruise taking place, and this lady, she worked with another lady that she knew she served different gods, that she served an idol god. And she said, I want you to come on this trip. If I pay your way to come on this trip, will you come? And I mean, who's going to turn down a free vacation to go on a cruise? So she went. She went on this cruise, and the story goes, Squire Parsons was on board the cruise, and he had just written a song not too long before that, He Came to Me. And Brother Mays Jackson, he was preaching on board that ship, and he preached on the hands of Jesus. He preached on the feet of Jesus, and he preached on the eyes of Jesus. And this lady who did not believe in God, she come to Brother Mays, and she said, I do not know your God that you're speaking of. She said, every night before I go to bed, I have this little golden statue. She said, I sit it on my bed and I pray to it. And she said, but it dawned on me as I was sitting there praying to it that I heard this man saying that his God came to him. And it dawned on me, this statue had never got up and come to where I was. She said, it dawned on me that his hands never reached out to me. She said, it dawned on me that he never even looked at me, that he never even blinked. She said, it dawned on me that his feet did not work. And she said, and I got to thinking about how your God, you talk about, his hands are moving and his feet are walking, and his eyes are seeing and his voice is talking and his ears are listening. She said, and this little idol, it wasn't doing that for me. And she said, and I went and I flung that idol right off the boat. She said, but when I come back to my cabin, she said, he came to me. She said, now I have a God, hey, that hears my cries. I have a God that'll talk back to me. I have a God that'll comfort me. I have a God that sees when I'm down. I have a God, hey, that moves around me. I have a God that'll just come to me. I have a comforter. I have a God that can hear. She said, he came to me. And we see that this Samaritan has come to this man. And it says, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. I believe tonight that the priest and the Levite, they saw the exact same thing as this Samaritan. Amen. They saw the exact same thing. They saw this man who was wounded. He was stripped of his raiment. He was there naked and just laying out in the street. And the priest walked by and didn't do a thing. The Levite walked by and didn't do a thing. It doesn't even say that the priest or the Levite even went to the church and prayed for the man. It doesn't even say that. But we see that the Samaritan saw the exact same thing, and he had compassion. I tell you, he didn't look from afar and have compassion. It said he came to him. He didn't look far away and have compassion on the man. He got down to where the man was and had compassion on him. I tell you tonight that he identified with him. Jesus came into this world, born of a virgin, so he could identify with sinners. And he was beaten and crucified on a cruel cross, and he was identified with me and with you. When he looked upon this man, he was moved with compassion. I believe he looked beyond the man's current state. The priest and the Levite, they looked at this man and went on their merry way. But the Samaritan, he looked beyond this man's fault and had compassion upon him. I tell you, Jesus, he looked beyond my fault one night, and he come to where I was, and he saved me, and he loves me. And I think of the old song about how love lifted me. This man, he couldn't get up on his own. I couldn't get up on my own. I could not save myself, but love lifted me. Jesus' compassion, Jesus' love, it lifts us all. He saw my fault and looked beyond it. He saw my need, is what he did. You know, he would have been justified just to let me die. That's just. The wages of sin is death. That's just. He could have let me go on my way and die and go to hell. But he cared for me, and he cared for you, and he saved us from a devil's hell. He would have been just, but he did a little more. He went a little further. He has mercy, and he has grace. He is a God of love. Amen. And we see next, it says that he took care of him. It says that he bound up his wounds. He bound up his wounds. And I got to thinking about how this man was bleeding and how he was wounded to death. Brother Josh, if you would please stand up. Look at Brother Josh. Imagine he's got a big old gash on his hand, a big old sore, a big old wound on his hand. But I got to thinking about how he put a bandage on his hand, and I believe that bandage was probably white. And he wrapped that white bandage around his sores and around his sin. And he wrapped it around him. Oh, man. I'll tell you, he wrapped around it. And you see, before he could see the sin, before he could see the wound, but when the bandage is on, he sees the bandage. He sees the blood's been applied. He sees it white as snow. I tell you tonight, when he sees me, he sees the blood of the Lamb. He sees me white as scarlet and not as I am. Thank you, brother. And I tell you tonight, I'm glad that Jesus, he sees the blood. I'm glad that he doesn't see my fault. He sees the bandage. He sees the blood purchase. See, nextly, it says that he poured in oil and wine. It says that he poured it in. He didn't pour it on him. He poured it into those wounds. I get to thinking about about the oil and the different representations of the oil in the Bible. They anointed the king with oil. They anointed priests with oil. Hey, I tell you, they anointed even the prophets with oil. I tell you tonight that oil is a representation of the Holy Spirit. I will see that this Samaritan, he has poured in oil. I tell you, when I got saved, Jesus, he come by and he poured in the Holy Spirit into my heart. I tell you tonight, the Holy Spirit, he lives inside of us. He poured in the Holy Spirit. It says next that he poured in wine. I get to thinking about that wine and how Jesus, he took his disciples up for the Last Supper. That wasn't really the Last Supper. We'll have another supper one of these days with Jesus called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. But we see here in the Last Supper, in the upper room, that Jesus, he lifted up the cup, and it was the fruit of the vine. And he said to his disciples, "This is my
blood. I tell you, he could have stopped right there with pouring in the Holy Spirit, but he went a little further and he poured in the blood. I tell you, I didn't get out of the mire because I was a pastor's son. I didn't get out of the mire because I was in church. I didn't get out of the mire because I was baptized in the baptistry. I didn't get out of the mire because I'm a Baptist. I didn't get out of the mire because of that. I got out of the mire when the blood was applied. And I'll tell you tonight, here in 2022, the blood has still not lost its power. The blood still saves. I think about when the prodigal son, we talked about him a little bit earlier, when the prodigal son returned home. The father, he went running out to greet him. And we see, Josh, would you stand back up again? I'm sorry, I'm not through with you. We see that the father, he took off his robe and he draped it upon his son. Amen. He put the robe on his son.
And I believe he hugged him.
Yeah. And for people from afar off, when he backed up, they no longer saw the son, but they saw the Father's robe. I tell you tonight that when Jesus looks down upon us, he does not see us as sinners. He sees his blood. He sees his own robe. He sees his righteousness, and not my filthy rags. He sees the blood, the Father, his robe. It says that he sat him on his own beast. I tell you tonight that when Jesus saved me, he set me upon a solid rock. Amen. He set me upon the solid rock. And he told me, he said, you're safe here. You're safe right here. And I tell you tonight, I couldn't be in a safer place than upon the solid rock of Jesus. And I get to thinking about this. He sat him on his own beast, and he was taking him to the inn. You see, the Samaritan, he put him on his own beast. So the Samaritan didn't have a ride. The man who was carrying for the wounded, the man that was caring for the hurt, he walked beside his own beast that was carrying the man that was wounded. He carried him on his own beast. I think about how one of these days, Revelations talks about it, how when Jesus, he's coming back and he's going to be riding on a white horse. I tell you, we're going to get to be riding on horses right behind him, right with Jesus. We're going to be sitting on his own beast. And I see nextly, it says, and brought him to an inn. He brought him to an inn. I tell you tonight, this world is not my home. But also I think about how the church is a representation of this inn. I tell you, the inn here, it has enough room for as many that will come. This room never runs out of vacancy. This inn has plenty of room for all sinners to be saved. This inn has plenty of room for more to join up with Jesus. I tell you tonight, that heaven is open. Dad preached a big long series about how heaven is open. And I tell you tonight that there is vacancy in heaven right now. But I'll tell you what, there's a warning with that. One of these days, there's going to be no more vacancy. One of these days, heaven's doors is going to be shut. There's coming a day when everybody's going to be called up to the great white throne of judgment. And those who are saved and redeemed, they will be sitting behind the throne. But for those that were lost and died in their transgressions and in their sins, hey, they're going to be called up to stand in front of this great white throne. And I tell you tonight that the throne, it is white because there is no more blood to be applied. There's no more blood to be applied because their time has run out. I tell you tonight, every second that passes by, time is running out. If you're not saved, you better get in while you can, because we're not promised another second. We see all over the news how different things are being fulfilled. And I tell you, there's not one ounce of prophecy left that stands in the way to be fulfilled before Jesus comes again. And I tell you, it's getting closer and closer every day to the day that Jesus is coming again. It says, and he took care of him, and on the morrow he departed and took out 2 pence. This 2 pence, I was talking with Dad, and he said that a pence is a day's wage. And then 2 pence would be 2 days' wage. He gave 2 days' wages for this man to stay in this inn. We see it says, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. He spent 2 days' wages, but he said, whatever more costs, I'll pay even more when I come back. And I think here it says, when I come again. I tell you tonight, the Good Samaritan, he is coming again. Jesus is coming again. And I tell you tonight, there's never been a promise that he has not kept. I tell you tonight that his promises are true. You can put it in the bank. You can go and put money on it that he's going to keep his promise. There's never been a promise that Jesus has not kept. And he said, I am coming again. When Jesus ascended into heaven after he risen from the grave, when he ascended back into heaven, there stood 2 men in white apparel, and they said, why stand ye gazing into the heavens? But this same Jesus, which you see taken from you up into heaven, shall so come in like manner. I tell you tonight that Jesus is coming again, and I have so much just to thank him for. There's so much that we can thank him for. Hey, but one of these days, Jesus is going to come back, and we're going to get to see him face to face. Hey, I tell you, one of these days, I'm going to get to fall at his feet. I'm going to get to worship him, and I'm going to get to thank him for everything that he has done. Don't you know that this man, as he's sitting here in this inn, and he's waiting for the Samaritan to come back, he's waiting just for that Samaritan to show back up, just so he can say, thank you for caring for me when the priest passed me by, when the Levite passed me by, when the world took advantage of me, when I was lost and undone. I thank you for taking me in. I thank you for saving me when I was half dead. I tell you tonight, there is so much to thank God for, and I tell you, he is coming again. If you would please stand to your feet this evening. Jesus is coming again. I tell you tonight, if you don't know Jesus, tonight would be a wonderful night to get in on knowing Jesus. If you don't know the Savior as a friend, if you don't know the Savior in a relationship, I tell you tonight, there's never been more of a perfect night to get in. I tell you tonight, we have some things just to thank God for. When we were lost and we were undone, we can thank him for when he came to us. Let us pray. Oh God, I thank you tonight, Lord. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done for me, God. Lord, I thank you tonight, God, for your truths. God, I thank you tonight for your promises. God, I thank you that you are a man of your word. God, I thank you that you're a God of your word. God, I thank you tonight, Lord, for this parable, God, of the Good Samaritan. And God, I thank you for the representation that you showed that you are the Good Samaritan and that you are the Good Shepherd and that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, I pray tonight, Lord, if there be one that's lost, God, if there be one that's undone, God, that hasn't called upon you, God, for salvation, Lord, that they would call upon you before it's everlasting too late. And God, I pray tonight, Lord, for those watching online, God, that you would save them, God, before it's everlasting too late. God, I pray that you would encourage, God, the brethren. God, encourage them as they go about their week, God. Thank you, God, for reminding us where you have brought us from. And God, I praise your name. In Jesus Christ's name, amen and amen.